sixth graders. We're here to help you understand the mysteries of science. Tune in to WMTN Radio for more Science According to Sixth Graders. And now, on with the show!
Hi, people of SAS. This is your host, Alex Glossé, on Science According to Sixth Graders. Here today we have Dagan Latham talking about the states of matter.
Thank you for having me today.
My pleasure. Now let's jump right into it. What are the states of matter?
The states of matter consist of solids, liquids, gases, plasma, and non-Newtonian fluids.
Wait, what is plasma and non-Newtonian fluids? I thought there were only three states of matter.
Well, plasma is a form of gas that has been heated up so much that the electrons break free from the nucleus. Did you know that plasma creates a spark of lightning, the northern lights, neon lights, and fluorescent lights?
Wow, that's very interesting. But what about non-Newtonian fluids?
Non-Newtonian fluids are fluids, but when you apply pressure to the fluid, it acts like a solid. When you release a pressure, it acts like a liquid. In other words, its flow rate is not constant.
That's awesome. What about the other ones, like liquids?
Liquids are matter that take the shape of its container. It also has a constant flow rate, unlike non-Newtonian fluids. The molecules in fluids can slide past each other. Did you know that 71% of Earth is water?
That's so cool. But what about the final two, gases and solids?
Well, solids have molecules that are tightly packed. Also, it has definite volume. Gases, however, do not have a definite volume. They take up the amount of space it is in. The molecules and gas can freely move around.
Thank you, Dagan. That really clears some things up.
Thank you for having me. But before we go, why do non-Newtonian fluids have mixed grades?
Why?
Because they're not constant.
Ha! It's really funny.
Tune in next time on Science According to Sixth Graders. And thanks to WMTN Radio for making this possible. Bye!
We hope you've enjoyed this edition of Science According to Sixth Graders.
And keep listening to WMTN Radio at St. Andrew's Swanee School.